to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemacek. Welcome back to the Fulfilled Accountant Podcast, where we talk about everything about your life in accounting and finance, except the actual accounting and finance. Today, we're diving into your judgments about your clients and how that impacts your effectiveness and enjoyment at work. I would guess that no one can claim that they have never judged a client negatively. It's a natural part of human existence and bias. That said, think about how your judgy thoughts get in the way of your work with the people that you feel the most judgments about. And let's clarify what I mean when I say judging your clients. I'm talking about all those thoughts that you have that maybe you feel guilty for having or think you shouldn't have. Things like, how can anyone be so sloppy with their money? What were they thinking? They're in their 50s and they haven't saved a dime for retirement. This company has the messiest books and runs their business so terribly. Of course they're in this mess now. I thought this person had their stuff together. I mean, they dress well, they drive fancy cars, they take all the fancy vacations. Their money is a complete disaster. I don't know how anyone can live like this. This company has raised millions of dollars in capital and they're still running the show like it's their personal bank account. Come on. So you can have these thoughts and you probably still are getting through the work and helping them with their problems, right? Of course you are, because you're doing your work. That's what you do. But are you doing your best work when you're having these thoughts? Are you really looking into the underlying problems and solutions, or are you just slapping a Band-Aid on it so they'll go away? Because I know you know how to help every single person, even when you have these judgments, but do you enjoy it? For a lot of people, this is part of what leads to burnout. And think about how you feel about yourself when you're working with the people that you're judging so harshly. You're probably like, why do I attract these people? Why are they so horrible? Why does it have to be like this? You're like resisting it constantly. And I know, like I said, you are, of course, able to help all these people, even with these judgments, because you're really good at this kind of stuff. This is obviously your job. This is what they're hiring you to do. But your judging thoughts about some of the choices they've made or continue to make and the things that they do or don't do that make no sense to you likely block you from doing your best work and certainly aren't helping you to feel good about the work. Most of my clients are ashamed or embarrassed when they tell me that they judge their clients like this. You're supposed to be an unbiased service provider, right? You shouldn't have these thoughts. Something must be wrong. But I don't think that helps anyone because honestly, I don't think anyone is free of bias, nor do I think they should be. I just don't think it makes sense to pretend that anyone can or should be free from bias. So let's clear that piece up first. Literally, the first step to judging your clients less is to stop denying to yourself that you have these judgments in the first place. And then stop making those judgments a problem. Because judgments are a very normal thing. Admit to yourself that you have judgments, that you have biases, and recognize that these are very normal human behaviors. All humans have judgments. In fact, you could just start calling them thoughts. And we have lots of them. We all have biases. In fact, our brain uses judgment and bias to create mental shortcuts to make sense of all the information that we take in. It's a way to categorize information in a way that we can quickly process and use. And this is great and useful to us until we forget to acknowledge that this process exists and we pretend that we are free from bias or above bias because of our profession or something. You want to stay aware of your biases. Use them. Let them be helpful to you in the categorizing and the mental shortcuts. But don't forget that they are still biases and that that's just your brain trying to make sense of the world. Notice when you're judging someone or something and get a little curious about whether that judgment is useful or if it's just pure emotion and habit. When a judgment is either very emotional or unnoticed because it's become habitual, it greatly impacts your ability to do your best work. It blocks your curiosity and your creativity when you're helping someone solve their problems. It can keep you from speaking plainly or from asking pointed and important, insightful, useful questions. It can also cause you to avoid hard conversations that may actually be exactly what your client needs. It's what keeps your work at the surface level instead of going deeper and finding out the underlying issues creating your client's real problems. Sometimes your judgments can come from your own fear that maybe this client is such a mess that you can't actually help them. What if you tell them all the things, give them all the tools, do all the work, and they still fail? What would that mean about you? An example of that might come up for a financial planner working with a client with chronic debt issues who doesn't really think that their spending or their debt is a problem. And where does that fit in the tidy financial planning box? Probably nowhere, right? Maybe this client is a problem. Maybe you can't actually help them. Those are the kinds of thoughts or judgments that might come up and make you have those thoughts that make it really hard to work with that person instead of a more open, curious approach. Or perhaps you have a client company with cash flow problems. And if you're judging their financial prowess and cash management skills as owners of that company or managers of it, whatever they are, you might not feel comfortable asking them questions that could uncover their actual problems. And maybe that discomfort is because the answers fall outside of your area of expertise. Like maybe the real reason they have cash flow problems is that their product sucks. Their service isn't really very good. Maybe they aren't really making effort in their sales department. They've hired the wrong team. Even if those are the issues, if you can get yourself to be able to ask those questions and go to those uncomfortable places, you are helping them way more than if you just give them a complex model to track cash that flows in and out and is exactly, you know, what they said they wanted to hire you to do. Maybe it doesn't actually probe into the uncomfortable areas of finding answers that they actually could use. Instead, you giving them that complex thing and not asking them the hard questions just piles onto their frustrations and they think, oh, I just suck at money. I'm never going to get out of this hole. I'm just not meant to be an entrepreneur or business owner. So you probably feel awkward working with the clients that you're judging because you know all the thoughts that are running through your head and you hope that they don't feel it, or worse, you hope you don't say it out loud. They probably feel it. I'm just going to be honest. Usually whatever's running through our head, even if we don't say the words, it's creating feelings in us. And so we have a vibe that we give off. There's an energy around it. People can feel that. They won't know what it is or why it is, but they will feel it. And beyond that, those thoughts that you're having are distracting you from offering the advice, the guidance, and the recommendations that your client probably needs to hear. You probably don't want to say them because it sounds harsh, or you don't want to be mean, and you know that it would be hard to hear it from someone that these are the issues. But it's exactly what your client needs if they're going to actually change their patterns and get out of the problems that they're having. And this applies when you're doing tax returns, tax planning, bookkeeping, financial planning, financial modeling, pretty much anything and everything that you do for your clients. The real value that you offer them goes well beyond the tangible thing that you're preparing for them. It's all that other stuff underlying it, right? So now that you know that judgments are normal and that ignoring them can lead you to underperforming and underserving your clients, what can you do instead? As with most things, once you're aware of it, the second step is to learn to understand it. What you do with the judgments is where things either go weird and uncomfortable or useful and calm. If you keep judging yourself for judging your clients, you are going to stay uncomfortable and be less effective and make no progress. So start by being gentle with yourself. So you had a judgy thought about someone. It won't be the last time that happens. But now you know that your initial thought doesn't have to be your final thought. Nor does it mean that that's absolutely where your brain will always be or stay. Your brain has worked hard to form mental shortcuts. Those neural pathways are likely well established for your brain right now. But luckily, your brain is capable of changing all the time. It's called neuroplasticity, which means you can train your brain to notice each of these judgments and then start questioning them so that you open your mind up to new pathways. Ask yourself, why do you have this judgment in particular? What does it mean about your client? What does it mean about their company or about you? What does it mean about their past service providers? And why does it matter to you what your answers are to all of these things? Ask why. For a lot of financially minded people, judgments about clients stem from ideals about what is the right way to manage money or moral beliefs about money. We have years of education, training, and practice that make financial concepts easy for us, and it's easy to forget that not all people live and breathe the things that you take for granted. Sometimes you have ideas about what a successful person should look like, or a successful business, how they dress, how they manage money, how their company functions. And when someone doesn't fit that, your brain doesn't know how to categorize that with your tidy mental shortcuts. So you judge it as unfit, unsuccessful, messy, maybe even dangerous or irresponsible. But when you're taking the time to notice and understand your judgments, you can see that maybe these things aren't so abnormal or terrible after all. They don't even have to be problems. They are just circumstances that you have been asked to help with. When you think of it that way, do you feel a little more open and curious? Your brain probably started coming up with some questions that you want to ask your clients, or even new ideas to help them that quickly. Isn't it fun how loosening your grip on your judgments and letting go of feeling bad about them can actually help you grow and serve your clients even better? That growth, that open mind space that you're growing into, that is the third step to the process of judging your clients less or not making judgments a problem at all. Let your judgments help you become an even better accountant or finance pro. That doesn't mean you go around telling people what your judgments are. We're talking about noticing the judgments and doing work on your own brain, just to be clear. Now that you're allowing your judgments and getting curious about them, you're getting more opportunities to learn about your clients and yourself. Training your brain to challenge your judgments with open curiosity will help you ask better questions that will in turn improve how you interact with, market to, sign, keep, fire, and serve your clients. And remember that a significant piece of your judgments about clients actually stems in some form from what you think and believe about yourself. When you are thinking that your client is problematic, lazy, morally wrong, sloppy, irresponsible, or whatever judgment you have feelings in response to those thoughts. And those feelings impact the actions that you then take or don't take with your clients. And the actions you take when you're judging your client tend to make you a less effective and approachable service provider. Think about this. If you think your client is lazy or irresponsible with money and business decisions, how do you feel and what do you do? You probably have some sort of negative, uncomfortable type of feeling. And your action is probably to separate yourself somewhat. You might tune out. You think the client is an idiot or rude or stubborn. You probably become a bit resistant to hearing their questions or alternative ideas. And you might find that if you really observe the situation, you're being equally lazy or irresponsible because you're so busy thinking about how lazy they are. Fascinating, right? I just wanted to really point that out because this is what makes this process so effective. So before we wrap up, I do want to give you one caveat. Everything that I said here is intended to be used for general or emotional judgments that shut you down and don't actually help you work better with your clients, the clients that you want to work with. What I don't want you to do is take what I've described here and use it against yourself to doubt your judgments that are actually sound business decisions. Because, like I said, judgments are a useful thing. You want to learn to understand which ones are useful and which ones are hurting you. You are 100% allowed to judge a client to not be a good fit for you. You can judge them as risks that you don't want to take on for your firm. Risks like legal issues, risks for non-payment, risk for extreme fee overage, because you can tell that they ask way too many questions or are way more complex or not even in the realm of what you do normally. The point is to learn to trust yourself to notice and differentiate the types of judgments that you have. Sometimes judgments are just thoughts that take away from your effectiveness and ability to serve clients well. Other times, they are totally sound business judgments and you should listen to them. As you practice your awareness and curiosity, you'll develop comfort and confidence in telling the two apart. Your business is about helping and serving, but also about you making a profit, staying in business, and having your own life outside of work. That means you are allowed to and required to say no to a client sometimes, fire a client, say no to suggestions or requests from clients, and all the things that come up when you judge that to be the correct action for you and your firm. So I hope you'll ask yourself some new questions and really challenge the way that you view and approach the clients that you have judged in the past or when these things come up in the future. Remember that judgments are normal and they help you by giving you mental shortcuts to make sense of the constant barrage of information that you take in all day, every day. Your work is to notice and allow the judgments, get curious and ask questions, and then to learn and grow by using the information that you learn from your judgments. You will enjoy your work more when you do this. You'll also have more time and energy, and you'll improve your overall client experience as you do it. If you want to do this work specifically with help, I am here for you. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.